I'm going to read from the book of John, chapter 1. I'll read 4 verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. John is telling us that the life of Jesus Christ is the light of men. This is how John described the incarnation. John used that phrase, the life was the light. What made Jesus' teaching so real and so easy to take a hold of was the holy life behind them. What Jesus was in Himself gave weight to what He taught. The life of Christ was not detached from His teaching, as is the case with some teachers who tell us to do what they say, but not what they do. As the supreme teacher, Jesus not only enunciated ethics, His daily life illustrated them. He not only proclaimed truth, He was truth. The Word became flesh, and His life was the embodiment of His speech. No one who ever listened to Jesus' public preaching could ever say, what you are, speak so loud, I cannot hear what you say. A study of the Gospels reveal certain features of the oral ministry of Jesus, both public and private. Although we have no authentic history of the early life of Christ, apart from the reference to Jerusalem at the age of 12, we have the record that He grew and waxed strong, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon Him, increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and with man. Jesus had the spiritual and moral training of a godly home and attended the village synagogue school until he was around 15 years of age, when he, according to Hebrew custom, took up the trade of his father, in this case, carpentry. It seems that he never went to rabbinical school for advanced education or sat at the feet of a renowned philosopher, as Paul did, being a student of Gamaliel. This lack is what the Jewish leaders had in mind when marveling at the truth Jesus taught in the temple. They asked, how knoweth this man letters, having never been learned? Jesus had no specific training in theology or studies in the art of public speech. Yet when it came to His public ministry, multitudes hung upon His teachings and marveled at His gracious words. It was not only the substance of our Lord's teaching that got the attention of those rabbis, those trained rulers, but the fact that He had never been technically trained as a teacher or rabbi in the literature of their school. To them, He was a layman and unlearned. He was not a man of letters and was unknown in the circle of the professional theologians. Other men who left their mark upon the world, such as John Bunyan, William Booth, and D.L. Moody, had this in common, namely, the absence of a formal education, yet how proficient they were in the wisdom from above. The ability of Jesus as an untrained teacher created jealousy in the hearts of the rabbis. How chaff they were as they heard Him teaching with wisdom and learning, as He unlocked the mysteries to which they thought that only they possessed the key. Wherein then lay the secret of His success as a teacher without equal in the world of history? Nicodemus had an insight as to the source of the Master's knowledge and power as an expositor of truth when he affirmed, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.